Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I mentioned earlier we were going to chat with State Representative Summer Lee. She's on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And Summer, I already apologized for you because I said you were at a rally in downtown Pittsburgh, correct? Is it downtown?
Yes. It was a rally for unemployment claims.
As in claims that have not been paid yet?
Yes. Pennsylvania has about 300,000 folks who are stuck in limbo right now. And some of them have been stuck for months, eight months, waiting for any type of indication of even if they're going to get paid out.
Now, you know, I invited you on the show to have one conversation, but because we've just been talking a lot about this eviction moratorium and what that could mean going forward. So for someone whose unemployment claim has not been paid for 8 months, this lifting the eviction moratorium could have devastating consequences, yes?
It will have devastating consequences. I mean, we have people who, you know, if, even for the folks who are not entirely unemployed, folks who may be working part-time or maybe lost one of their jobs, because we know that a lot of people work multiple jobs, without this moratorium on evictions. And we've already been seeing, you know, landlords who have been trying to put folks out throughout the crisis. Now, without that, I mean, we're looking at a crisis here of folks who still a year later haven't been able to recover, some folks haven't gotten any stimulus, right? Let alone a stimulus being able to help them sustain rent and the rest of their bills. So it's absolutely a disaster, or could be.
So you've really piqued my curiosity here. And do we have any idea what happened? Like, why do we have so many people in this limbo? Why are there so many people hanging in this limbo?
Yeah. So, I mean, labor and industry, where our unemployment, you know, system kind of lives. I mean, it was already historically antiquated. The system already, you know, had problems and issues, and they were just exacerbated by the pandemic. I remember when the pandemic first started in March of last year, and by August, you know, we had millions of folks in Pennsylvania who were suddenly unemployed, like millions of folks who had never, you know, who had no idea, you know, months earlier that this is how they would be, that they'd be trying to survive, that they would lose their jobs. So labor and industry was already, the unemployment office was already short-staffed. They were trying to modernize it. Now they're trying to modernize it during the worst pandemic, you know, the worst economic crisis that we've had since the Great Depression. So all of those things on top of each other have really burnt the system.
See, I feel like I'm turning into such a flip-flopper here because I've been hearing from so many landlords who say to me, we haven't gotten paid our rent in over a year. We still have to pay our mortgage. We still have to pay our taxes. We have to pay utilities sometimes. We can't keep going on like this. And so in that moment in time, I was like, I understand. You're right. You deserve to get paid. But now I'm hearing from you, there are people who literally don't have the money, haven't gotten any money. How do we work out this thing with tenants and landlords? How do we resolve it? Because it feels like it's a crisis on both sides.
It is.
And I apologize. And this is not what I asked you on the show to talk about. It just
You know what? I know that when issues come up, we got to pivot. And this is a big one, right? This is an important one. But it's also something that we've been talking about for the last year. When the pandemic first started, me and a couple of my colleagues, Representative Sarah Innamorato, who's also here in Pittsburgh with us, and another one of our colleagues who's out in Philadelphia, Liz Fiedler, we partnered to introduce an eviction and foreclosure moratorium. And we recognized at the time that there are barriers, right? You know, with a landlord and tenant, that's a contract, right? And it's tricky for government to get involved with landlords. And with a mortgage, you know, that's working with the banks. But what we recognize is that we needed relief to go directly to people. So in addition to the moratorium, right, on evictions, we also needed some of that money to go to, like, boutique landlords. Those are the folks who we're worried about, right? You know, not the folks who are developers. You know, we don't have enough worry to go around for folks who are already millionaires and corporations, right? But for your landlords who are moms and pops, but mostly for your tenants who are struggling, we needed dollars. So whether it's a UBI, whether it's a monthly stimulus check, those are things that we needed to have injected into the economy early on, and we needed to do it every month, not just a one-off payment, right? So that these folks could actually take care of their households. So when we're talking about, you know, when we have landlords saying that, well, they're not getting, you know, what they need also, you can't get it from people who are struggling. You can't get it. And also, we can't put people out on the streets. But the government could have stepped in with stimulus checks. Banks could have stepped in with protections. It was possible. There was not a will to do it.
And we had a conversation last week with Jarrell Gilliam from Light of Life Mission, and we were talking about some other things. But one of the things he said in that conversation is that we as a society, we as a region, need to brace ourselves because there is going to be a groundswell of homeless individuals and families once these evictions start happening on a regular basis. Are we prepared for that?
No, no. And that's a disgrace. And the reality is that these are issues that are compounded by, you know, not even just the pandemic, but other forces. I mean, Pittsburgh has already been struggling with a affordability crisis. You know, gentrification and overdevelopment have already pushed some of the most vulnerable folks out of the area. They've pushed them into far regions where they don't have support systems. Many of them, some of them are homeless, right? Lots of them are houseless. You know, they might not be in their own spaces right now, but they're having to live with family or rely on friends. You know, this was already happening. So add to that, this eviction, you know, moratorium ending, and we're looking at, you know, hundreds, thousands of people who have nowhere else to turn, who even aside from not being able to afford their rent, we're talking about food, we're talking about medicines, we're talking about students who will be displaced, you know, from schools if they have to move or if they're transient. So that's a really big issue, and it definitely goes hand in hand with our affordability outside of the pandemic.
Right. And you're right. It's been there a long time. Summer Lee, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for pivoting. It made perfect sense. We'll get back to the other conversation. It's not going anywhere. I'm not even telling folks what that was. Thanks so much. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Ms. Lynn.